Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
This is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center.
Yeah.
I have Shaquila Scythe on the line as a new claimant.
Yes, go ahead and transfer. Hi, Shaquila? Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my name again is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. Shaquila, is this your primary phone number, 707-590-5787?
Yes.
Okay. If any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Sometimes when the calls are transferred, the transfer agent accidentally drops them. So I'm going to send you my direct phone number. So you'll have a direct way to get a hold of me. I will be your intake specialist moving forward. How's your day going?
It's going fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. 707, are you calling from Northern California?
Yes.
I used to live up there. I used to have that area code. That's why I know that. Okay, so I see you've made an inquiry about the Depa Provera lawsuit, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And this is for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, and then you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through a couple questions with you, and we'll get you your claim filed, okay? So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm regarding this matter or signed any documents, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with the mesothelioma tumor after taking Depa Provera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm fine. Hopefully, you know, that way.
Everything's doing better, though?
Yeah, I'm way better.
What is your date of birth?
October 30th, 1989.
October 30th, 1989. Right there at Halloween. Okay, perfect. And then what is your date of diagnosis, to the best of your knowledge?
My date of diagnosis was February 11th, 2019.
February 11th, 2019. Perfect. Thank you for knowing that. And then did you have any friends or family members that were diagnosed with the mesothelioma tumor that needed help filing a claim, or anyone you know of? No?
No.
Okay. You can always give them our phone number or contact information if you ever do come across anyone. And then did you only use the brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. You never switched to a generic brand for a minimum of a year or anything like that?
Yeah. So I use Depo Provera and the not the generic version. So I use the injectable contraceptive.
Yeah. So that's the Depo Provera brand. You used the brand name. Okay. And then did you use Depa Provera for at least a minimum of a year?
Yes.
Okay. So you can confirm four injectables prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Absolutely.
Can you hear me?
I say yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, you didn't hear me?
No, it's okay. Yeah, it keeps cutting out a little bit. It's okay. And then did you use obviously used Depa Provera between January 1992 to present date?
1992 until when?
Till present date. You've used it between these this time frame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Approximately when did you start using Depa Provera?
I started July 2010.
July, so 2010.
So July 2010.
Do you know a date in July that you started, like approximately?
I think it was the 20th.
Okay. And then when did you stop approximately using it?
I stopped, I think about 4 years. So January 18th, 2019.
Okay. So you used it for like a good 9 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 7/20/2010. And then 1/18. Oops. 18/2019. Okay. And then your medical problem was a meningioma tumor. Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single, okay. And then Shaquilla, is that how you say it? Or Shaquilla?
Yeah.
How do you say your first name?
Shaquilla.
Okay. I just don't want to say it wrong. Okay. So I have.
Okay. You can say it if you want.
Okay. Shyquilla.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stilth. Is it Stilth? Is that how you say your last name?
No, it's Stith.
Stith. So Stith. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have a suffix in your last name, Ms. Stith? Like, are you
no.
a junior or senior? Okay. And then I have. Your first and last name at gmail.com as your email.
Yes, ma'am.
I have your primary phone number is your cell phone, which is a 707-590-5787. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer, morning, evening, or afternoon?
Anytime. It is morning, I guess.
Okay, morning. Okay, and then what's your current mailing address?
110 Notre Dame Drive, Vallejo, California, 94589.
Notre Dame. Oops. Is it? It's N O R T E, and then
no, it's N O T R E,
R
D as in dog, as in apple, M as in mom, E as in elephant.
And then that what? It's in Vallejo.
Mhm.
Is it Notre Dame Court?
No, Notre Dame Drive.
Notre Dame Drive, okay. Vallejo, California. And then Solano County, 94589.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And that's a house, correct? Is there a unit number or anything?
Yes.
House?
No.
Perfect. Yeah, I used to live in I lived in Rohnert Park for a long time. I went to school up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that. I love Northern California. Okay, so who was your neurologist? Who was your diagnosing doctor? What was his name?
Hold on. Wait. 1 second.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're welcome. Come on through. Okay, I'm back. Okay, what's your question?
Who was the neurologist, like the diagnosing doctor that found the meningioma?
My neurologist was Christine, Dr. Christine.
Mm-hmm. And was she, do you know her last name or is it Dr.?
Yeah, Tjandra, T-J-A-N-D-R-A.
And then she's located, was she Kaiser Permanente?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, I found her. It was Kaiser where you were treated at?
Yes, Vallejo, California.
Okay, perfect. And then she was also your treating doctor as well, correct? For the
yes.
All right. Okay, just give me a moment while I get her information copied to the file really quick.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Almost. You want to come in?
Yeah, if you need to put me on hold or anything, yeah, you can. I know you're probably at work.
Okay.
What do you do for work?
I'm security, corporate.
Okay. Are you did you have any prior diagnoses with cancer before this?
Did I have any prior?
Yeah.
Meaning like
did you have cancer before
what do you
this?
Mean?
Like, did you ever have cancer before
No.
this? Okay.
No.
Okay, and then is it 975 Serrano Drive, Vallejo? Is that where the Kaiser is at that you were treated at?
Yes.
Okay. And then who was your prescribing doctor? Who was the doctor who was giving you your injections?
So you're asking for my oncology?
That would be your who did your radiation.
Are you talking about
your who was
you talking
the
doctor
shots?
That treated me?
No, the doctor who gave you the depo shots, like back in 2010, or where were you getting your depo from? Like, who was your primary, or was it like a Planned Parenthood or like something like that?
So you're asking me, like, oh, who prescribed the injection every 3 months, basically?
Yes, yes.
Oh, Dr. Courtney Berman.
Okay, I like her name, Dr. Courtney Berman, B-U-R-A-M?
B-E-R, nope, B-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. Oh, and she's with Kaiser as well, okay. I'm so sorry, it's, yeah, your OBGYN, that's what I meant to say. Okay.
Hold 1 second. My boss is about to walk
out. Yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
Put me on hold, friend.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you need to, like, put me on hold. That's why I wanted to give you my direct phone number, so if, like, something happens, you can always call me.
Okay.
You'll have my phone number moving forward. Anything regarding the case, you can contact me on that line that I text you from, okay? The 949 area code.
Okay.
Were you using the pharmacy within Kaiser, too? Was it the pharmacy that you used?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Permanente Medicine is what it's called.
So, the pharmacy,
I should say the pharmacy that you used when you were doing the depo, was that, were you getting it through the Kaiser?
Oh, Planned Parenthood.
Okay. Let's go back. Yeah, because I was going to say, I think that's like for majority, that's where I got mine. I think that's where majority of people got it. Planned Parenthood is that in Vallejo?
No, that was in Sacramento.
Sacramento?
No. It's in Vallejo, but it's Sacramento Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 303 Sacramento
Street.
Oh,
yeah, I found it. Perfect. Okay. I know, it's so crazy. Like, I was telling someone yesterday, I almost did that, but instead I did the implant. And I still had the implant, and now I'm like, I think I should get the implant out because I'm so scared of, like, all the stuff that's been happening with everyone else.
You're talking about the IUD?
Yeah, I did the implant instead of the shot because I'm around the same age as you.
Well, that's okay.
So that's
well, lucky you.
Well, no, but I'm thinking, like, if this is having this, because it's very similar. I'm like, if it's having the effect, like, for this, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, and then do you have any other doctors that treated you?
So I had an oncology.
Okay, what was his name or their
that
name?
That was Dr. Daniel Peck.
And is he with Kaiser as well?
Was he what?
Is he with Kaiser as well?
Yes. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, put me on hold, you're fine.
Hold on.
You gotta do the last one. The one who's gotta get it because all of what they need we can do. Stop this. You have to give it to back to the supervisor on duty when you leave.
Okay.
Yeah. The number one.
Okay. Number one. Okay, I'm back.
No, you're fine. Okay. I don't want you to get in trouble at work, but you need to file this. Okay. And then he's with Kaiser as well. Okay, and then due to your meningioma, what type of treatment did you undergo because of everything? Did you have to have surgery? Did you do radiation, chemotherapy, pain management?
Yep.
What type of stuff did you do?
Yep, I did surgery, radiation therapy, and then they just gave me, like, painkillers, oxycodone.
Yeah, to go through treatment, and then what else?
And then... what kind of surgery? Thank
yeah,
you.
So you, did yep. they, so they removed the tumor?
Yeah, they removed it. They had to open my skull windows.
Oh my gosh.
They removed the tumor. Yeah. I had to wear a helmet to protect the skull. Mm-hmm. And then I had radiation 5 days a week.
Girl, my heart goes out to you. That is like the hardest thing. Chemotherapy, radiation. I know I have a girlfriend that's going through it for ovary
mm-hmm.
cancer right now. It's just, my heart goes out
oh.
to you. You're strong. It's not easy.
Thank you.
You're here,
it's
though.
Really not. It's really, really scary. You feel like you ain't going to make it, you know? A lot
yeah.
of people don't make it.
No, yeah. No, yeah. And now you have something to live for, so. So I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're doing better. When did you have your surgery? Did you have that back in 2019, like right after diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
605-306089.
Okay. 605-306089.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. So, and then did you have medical records to show proof of diagnoses, or could you obtain them if needed to provide either
yeah.
electronically or mail? Okay. And you could provide them either
yeah.
electronically or through the mail if needed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Ma'am, this is just to make sure that they can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. They just found it, you know, they found it necessary when people had gone unresponsive for an extended period of time, okay? So did you have someone that you live with or you don't live with that you could put?
Yeah. You could put my best friend.
Okay. And what's their name?
It's her name is Naomi, Naomi. And then her phone number is 707-210.
Hold on, 707. Mm-hmm.
707-210-4291.
Does Naomi have a last name I can put?
Helming, H-E-L-M-I-N-G.
H-E-L-M-I-N-G. ING.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then I just put friend. Okay. So everything looks right. I'm going to go ahead and just summarize everything for you really quick just to verify that we have everything correct. And then what I'm going to go ahead is I'm just going to send you some DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Very simple. I can walk you through it too if you need help. And then from there on, you'll be set. Okay. So just another few minutes. So let me go ahead and verify. Ma'am, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You did not have an attorney at this time. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, and your date of birth is 10/30/1989. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of diagnosis was 2/11/2019 with the meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you confirmed approximate dates. You started using Depo-Provera 7/20/2010 to 1/18/2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name, Shaquilla, spelled S-H-Y-Q-U-I-L-L-A, last name.
Can you say those dates one more time?
Yeah, yeah. So you approximately started using Depo-Provera on 7/20/2010, mm-hmm. and you stopped using it 1/18/2019.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And that's just approximate dates, just so that you know if at any time, here, I'm going to screenshot it for you and I'll text it to you so that you have it when the attorneys call, just so you can remember those dates. That's just approximate time. Again, like if you have to change anything with the law firm when you talk to them, that's totally fine. They just want to get an idea of what happened. And then this is your form. They're building your case right now. Okay. So this is just, once they pull medical records and they speak with you, they'll kind of like arrange everything, okay? And then I have your social as 605-306089. Again, your address was 110 Notre Dame Drive, Vallejo, California, 94589.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have you treated at Kaiser Permanente at 975 Serrano Drive, Vallejo, California. Diagnosed and treated with Dr. Christine Tejarda. I totally said that wrong. Prescribing doctor, Courtney Berman. And then we also have Daniel Peck as your other doctor. You did have a removal of your tumor, open skull to remove tumor, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, pain management, targeted therapy, surgery. What were some of the symptoms that you had? Was it like change in vision, blurriness, headaches,
yes.
brain loss, memory
yeah.
loss of smell?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I have Naomi Helming as your primary emergency contact for your claim. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that all sound correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever used...
Thank you for...
Yeah. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. It'll walk you through it. You just want to press like accept, adopt, and sign a signature. Basically just follow whatever it tells you to do. It's going to have you draw your signature with your finger, press accept, press next. You'll tap a couple fields to initial, and then you'll come across a finish button. Once you come across the finish button, let me know. I'm going to send you the attorney's information that you've been assigned to. Text it to you so you'll have it, okay? So the documents
okay.
are generating right now, so just give them a moment, and then we'll be done. Okay. And then as you're reading through the documents, too, just make sure everything looks correct, your spelling of your name, your addresses, your social, and everything. Okay, so you should be getting it. I text it and I send it to your email. The text message is the easiest way to open it. What is that noise? Oh, sorry. What is that? They're like doing construction in my office or something. Hold on. Someone's hammering something. I don't know what's going on. If you have questions, too, if you don't know how to do it, you can always ask. Okay. Let's see. Depo.
Okay, so I think I'm done.
Okay.
Or is it more?
No, I think it should say completed or your documents. You completed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says you're completed. So that's great. So what happens is you can, like, download it, I think, straight to your phone right there. But also, it sends you a PDF file regardless to your email for your records. So
mm-hmm.
you'll have a copy of all that through DocuSign. And then basically, just before we wrap up the call, I want to emphasize, like, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case. We can only help
mm-hmm.
you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you, okay? So this is what's going
to
happen. So within, like, as soon as 48 hours, I'm not saying 48 hours, but as within, you know, as soon as 48 hours to, like, maybe a week or so, the attorneys will be calling you. The law firm that you've been assigned to is the law firms of Pulaski and Law. Actually, hold on, because I want to make sure this is the right one. Okay, so I'd have to check your agreement. Hold on. So I don't want to send you. The law firm has a co-counsel, so I want to make sure that I sent you the right phone number so that you know which phone number to look at or look out for. Okay. Yeah, you signed everything. Great. Medical records. Okay, so the law firm that you've been assigned to is the law firms of Robin Law and with co-counsel Pulaski Law. And it's in the DocuSign agreement you just signed to, so you'll see that's the law firm you've been assigned to. What's going to happen is they will be calling you, and they're going to be calling you from a 909 phone number. I just text you the law firm's information. So if you get a call that's like, oh, this is the law firm of Robin Law, or if you get a call that's like, this is the law firm of Pulaski, co-counsel Robin Law, something along that lines, from the 909-906-3862 phone number. That's the phone number call that you want to take, okay? They're just going to confirm everything, and then the attorneys will reach out to you. If you, for some reason, miss the call, make sure that you call them back in a timely manner. If at any time you can't get a hold of them, call me directly, and I can connect you as well, or I can give you any updates on the case, okay?
Okay.
Also, just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm, so you want to make sure that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then, again, like, any supporting documents that you can obtain to help support your case, I recommend getting those. Diagnoses, treating, or anything like that, which I know you said you have, and so forth. And then basically from there on, like, yeah, you're pretty much set. Did you have any questions for me or comments or concerns?
No, maybe I will probably eventually, but no, not right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and the 909 number that I text you, you can always just, like, shoot me a text message. I'm on the same time zone as you. I'm just in Southern California. So if it's
you mean the 949?
Yeah, 949.
Okay.
Yeah. The 949 number is my direct line to my desk. Again, my name's Courtney,
okay.
And Courtney K, so save that number. And then the 909 number that I text you in the second text message, that's the law firm. So save that number as well. Like,
okay.
Put like a Depo Law or something in your phone. So when they call, you're like, oh, this is the attorneys that are trying to get a hold of me.
Okay, got it. Alrighty.
You know what I mean? So, because I know, like, you get spam calls or random numbers that call on you. You don't know who it is. But definitely, yeah, like, I again, you know, this is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out. You know, this isn't something that you're going to go to court for. I mean, depending on how big your settlement or compensation may be, mass tort's different, so it's paid out, like, within outside the courts, if that makes sense to you. Usually,
yeah.
Just, like, a settlement amount that's given or so forth. So it's like interaction between you and the firm. It's really important that you stay in contact.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, okay. You went through a lot. You deserve the compensation. My sympathy goes out to you. And I really hope that this works out for you and your family. And again, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through all that.
I really appreciate it.
I mean, you're what, 36?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah. 35, yeah. I'm 37. I'm not too far ahead of you. So that's a lot to go through at your age. I mean, you went through basically brain surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so my sympathy goes out to you, and I hope this works out for you. And again, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and
thank you.
And a Happy New Year. And just don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions, okay?
Oh, all right.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.